Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest with us today.
Yes.
He finally made it.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here yesterday.
Damn Puerto Rican Rob, his label rep, had him out drinking
they
out the night
you
before.
They said you was out sniffing cocaine, doing
we was
tequila
out
shots.
Promoting. I'm always taking tequila shots.
And if he was sniffing cocaine, he'd have been up. Okay.
That's right.
So,
so you crashed hard, though.
Nah.
Why don't you do some kids, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm here. What's going on? Nah, man, to be 100% real with you, I made a decision, you know, I was out promoting my new album, you know, Full Speed, February 3rd, make sure these DJs is, you know, out here spinning the right records, and, you know, just meet people. I ain't been out here in a minute, and, you know, I like to go to the club.
You ain't go out with Envy? No, I'm playing with you.
I was in Boston.
That's the thing, I was supposed to have a show with Envy that night, yeah. And then, you know,
I had to cancel,
so what happened was I had to find something to do. Uh-huh. And then, you know, I decided I was going to stay up for my next interview in the morning. And then they canceled
on me.
That's
when you do the drugs. You got to stay up, just pop the pill.
But what happened was my next interview canceled. So I had like 4 hours of just sitting in the hotel like, bro.
That's when you pass out.
Do. And then 30 minutes before I tapped out and then woke up, though, and was like, I think it would be better for the interview if we did it the next day. Not because I'm drunk. I wasn't witty enough. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be in my zone with y'all.
You'd
out
be
here.
Shocked.
You don't be getting high and stuff like that. That's how, I mean, I see you tweet about like edibles and stuff. Yeah, it's weed.
Yeah, man.
Nothing.
When I'm in Amsterdam, I take shrooms. I'm not gonna front.
I always say shrooms is my favorite drug.
And shrooms is fun, shrooms, yo. It's natural.
You just have to be, that's what I say. And you have to be in a really good mood when you take it. Because if you're not in a good mood, you have a terrible trip.
Oh, I had an amazing trip.
You ever had a bad one, though, on shrooms?
Nah.
Okay, because
I make sure, like, if I have any, like, mind about having a bad trip, no.
Can't take that.
Close all the door, closets and all that before you do it.
Close the
like,
closet.
I'm not going to the bathroom and doing the over-the-mirror thing. And you know what I'm saying?
So what's an amazing trip? Because I always hear about bad ones. Like, my dude told me he did a shrooms one time, and everything was like Super Mario Brothers.
Right. Yeah, the amazing trip.
That sounds amazing.
No, that was just some crazy club.
It was some crazy club. Like, the ceiling was all, like, lights that was just going crazy. And then
I
couldn't see nobody's face. It was like a video game. I kept telling people, I was like, I feel like I'm in a comic book. Everything just moving just fast-paced. You don't even remember, like, the last 5 seconds. We were just having fun for a long time.
I felt like I was in Alice in Wonderland or something.
Yeah, really, I actually saw Alice in Wonderland off shrooms.
See?
It was crazy. The colors was amazing.
And I saw Winnie the Pooh. I saw...
What?
No, I did. I saw Eeyore.
You saw him?
Wait, what?
In
you saw Winnie the Pooh?
She saw... I was like, what movie you saw? Oh, you saw him.
They was with me.
Oh, that's dope. See, that's the thing. I've never had nobody physically there that wasn't there. Like, and I didn't see anything like crazy before or nothing like that.
Well, my friend's boyfriend turned into Eeyore while we were playing Pictionary.
That's a lot of Winnie the Pooh. Did you watch Winnie the Pooh, like, recently? Like, a lot?
That says a lot about her subconscious.
What? Yeah.
That the fact that you see Winnie the Pooh and you hallucinate.
She thinks about honey and all that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A guy with a cut-off shirt and no pants.
He is kinky, yo.
That's who Winnie the Pooh is.
Now, one thing I can say about you, Kid Ink, man, you stay out of the way, man. You get a lot of radio play, but it's like all about music with you. You don't ever see you in the news for no DUIs, no domestic violence, nothing crazy.
Nah, man.
Yeah, where's your girlfriend today? I usually see you with her.
She's the room taking a nap.
Look at her, right?
Now, she getting ready for just the rest of the day, and then I got the flight out later, so, you know, over there packing, you know, it's early, man.
So last year you took to Paris for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this Valentine's Day?
You gonna ruin it?
Dubai.
No, I gotta.
You going to Dubai?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what, man? What happens is, Dubai, man. I was just there. Dubai is cool. It's hotter than this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like promoters always help me out.
Okay.
I'm always in a good situation where I get booked on holidays or Valentine's, and it's just like, where you going this year? Let me call my booking agent.
I can't bring the wife to Brooklyn.
Why not? Hey, Brooklyn is a great borough.
No, it's not. Not for Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of things you could do in Brooklyn.
I'll pass.
Okay.
How have you managed to like hold on to your day one? Because you're getting a lot of love out here, man. I'm sure it's a lot of chicks throwing the box at you 100 miles per hour, sir.
Boxy. You know, really, I mean, she's there.
Yeah,
so
she don't play that.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Well, she's not there all the time now. The road's stressful. As soon as you're there for a week, it's just like, I'm tired, I'm going home, I'm going to do regular stuff. So she'll come on the road for a week and get to see, you know, what's going on. And I think, you know, I have a little bit of, you know, she gives me some space because, you know, it's a stressful job. I can't do nothing always about the fans and what people do, you know what I'm saying? You've seen how people come up and run and kiss people on the face in the middle. And like, you can't really do nothing about that kind of stuff sometimes. So
she ain't never cut a bitch? Punched a bitch?
Why would he do that?
I'm
not you, know. It's his girl.
No, not me. Maybe. I wouldn't, didn't see it. I'm not
going to see it. If TMZ didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But y'all probably be FaceTiming when she's not there.
A little bit. Yeah. I haven't really gotten, I've never been in a FaceTime like that. It's hard for me to look at the screen and
And then you gotta hold it at the right angle so you don't look crazy. Just,
and then I'm looking at myself the whole time, like, what I look like. I look crazy right now. Yeah. You're not even looking at the other person. You're looking at your little
sure look. I look okay.
They box is this little, and my box would be the one in the background.
Now, you work with Chris Brown so much, right?
Right.
Are you guys going to do a whole album together?
Y'all might as well. Y'all look like y'all popped off the same gremlin. It's the same. Y'all the same person.
No, but seriously, because I was really thinking that, because it's like, how many songs you guys have together?
Me and Chris probably got about like 5 records total that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 3 have come out. So it's 2 from the first album, and then we just dropped one the other day.
And all 3 of them are singles. Why not do a whole album together?
All 3 of them are great records,
all 3 of them are singles, and it's not like, you know, of course I wasn't going in like, all right, we got this Chris Brown record for the next one. It's about to instantly be a, you know what I'm saying, the single. I knew it was going to be a single, but I think it's really when the album came out, the fans was, it was track 5 on iTunes without a title, and it was number 1 on hip hop.
Wow.
And I was just like, y'all don't even really know what you're buying. Like, I could change the track and y'all could be buying something else later. But, you know, from there, I think it's just easy work. I come into the studio with the records that I think he's going to vibe with, and it's usually, you know what I'm saying, on the same page and knocks him out, man.
Did y'all have a relationship before music?
Because
it seems very records, organic.
I mean, we met, ran into each other. I think it's the circles we run around. You know, I'm from L.A. I'm born and raised. He's out in L.A. running with, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the same just people that I've grown up with. So it's easy contact as far as that.
They said Karrueche introduced you guys.
Karrueche didn't introduce us.
You went to high school with Karrueche,
right? 10th grade or something like that.
You went to high school with her?
Fairfax High School.
Did you finger or anything back
then? Damn it, man.
That's so disrespectful. Why would you say that?
I asked a question.
I've never talked to Karrueche.
Okay.
Thank you. You're perfect.
Y'all could be family, though. You, Chris, and Tyga got to be related in some way.
In some way, huh?
Because were they light skin?
Yes.
Some deadbeat dad out there getting off on everybody.
Now you do Lucius. Salt, Lucius, right? From Empire is all of y'all father. Now y'all, you did a song with Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
That was a big song for them.
I was actually just helping write on the album. So I had about 2 records that were, you know, potential to make it from me working that. Like, one of the records was, these are actually records that we did when I did the Body Language session. So I was in there with Stargate and a Cashmere Cat, and we cut like 6 records that day, and 2 of them ended up going to their project, and then they picked the one up featuring me, and then it still went out there too.
You smashing any of Fifth Harmony?
Nah, I've never actually met anybody from
Fifth
Harmony.
He has a girlfriend, Charlamagne. What is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. I saw you in the studio with Xzibit too.
Yeah, man. Xzibit got his own radio show out in LA right now, so he invited me over to the studio. You know, that was the first time I met him.
Oh, so y'all weren't working on no music or nothing like that?
He played me some songs, but nah, I wasn't working on no records. I had, you know what I'm saying, I just been promoting. I finished the album, I'm chilling right now.
Do you give your honest feedback when somebody like Xzibit's like, hey man, check out my new music? You sitting there like, come on, Xzibit, man.
Nah, I mean, honestly, only heard 1 record, and the record I heard, I told him what it was. I said, this sounds like it's for a movie or something. Like, I'm not gonna say this is for the radio or this is your next single. I tell you what it could work for instead of telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, like, the record can't please.
Xzibit could snap, though. He could rap his ass off.
Right. I mean, Xzibit has some rap. I think I bought the first album. You know what I'm saying? He got records. I don't put it past him. It's just, you know, that Pimp My Ride thing probably threw everybody off. It's like new fans that only know him from that.
From Pimp My Ride.
It's like,
Pimp My Ride, yeah.
Right. It's like a whole new generation that don't know none of them records. They're just like, that's the guy from Pimp My Ride. I'm like,
yeah.
I told y'all when I was at the airport, this little dude was trying to clown this other dude. And he was like, you know what Xzibit has? Oh, Pimp My Ride has. Dude was like 17. It was clowning each other. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't say that to Xzibit face, though. He'd probably knock you out. He's not a little guy. He definitely, you know what I'm saying, think about the old records. But we had some fun. We were smoking out.
Yeah.
You still get tattoos?
I try. I got one on my head.
I can see it at the side of your head.
Right, but I think...
that's a press play button?
Yeah. I had a cool little idea, but I'm running out of room. I'm coming up with ideas, and then I'm looking in the mirror for a good 45 minutes, like...
Where can I put it?
Only put some stuff on your legs and there's some waste of time.
You know what's next? Gotta get your done.
What? Charlamagne, what is wrong with you?
You might have had it done already. Why don't you ask me if you had it done, sir?
That's not a question for me to ask. Angela,
that's where you
that
get
question.
Your girl's name tattooed on your penis, right?
I don't know. I've
that
thought
probably
about
would hurt.
How that doesn't work. I just don't see how that
because
works.
Because the skin there, when the skin is that thin in a certain area, it really hurts.
It seems like that hurts, man.
First of all, I'm not going to get into that.
And then when it's not hard, it probably look weird, like...
Right, the scabbing, I'm not trying to. And then you got itchy all day. What kind of shit is that? You walk around scratching it all, like, vigorously.
Which one hurt the most?
Hand tattoos, fingers, all, like, you know, like you said, this, where the skin is thin and it's more like bone, though, is where it hurts the most, more than, like, the skull and the face don't feel like nothing.
Really? Was that your first obsession, tattoos? Like,
Yeah, I think it was, like, 15, 16 years old. I was just always drawing low-key on myself with a pen, and I honestly was drawing on myself and showing the tattoo artist, like, let me get this. And he would go right over the ink. I don't know if that was damaging back in the day to have, like, actual pen ink on me, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, that's how it started. And then from there, the tattoo shop was around the corner, so it was literally, I'm running over there, working, cleaning tools, staying up till 2 in the morning when it closed, and then they're like, all right, you want something? Yeah, practice on me. Let's get it.
Now, there's a lot of artists that you work with that everybody respects you in the industry. So how did you decide who to put on your album?
I usually try to, you know, features, I do the songs first and then see who can sound good on this, pay attention to you. I'm a fan of music in general, so I'm always paying attention to what's going on, who's hot just in the street and just on the radio. And it's like, from there, I try to go after, you know, people that are my peers, people that I've run into. I don't like chasing features if I don't know you, because that's when it starts getting a little personal, when people don't hit you back. Or, you know what I'm saying? Stuff gets mixed up, or even when they don't really know your vibe.
You see that? When people don't hit them back.
You're sensitive.
You know what I mean?
But it feels like a lot of people would hit you back and want to work with you. I can't imagine that you can't get, you know, you've had proven success and track record. And
I think that way. I mean, I usually try to look at those benefits for my career when I'm going up features, but other people don't care, I guess. You know, when you're in your zone, you're in your moment, especially when you getting features from, like, probably bigger people. Like, if you out here and then you got a Wayne feature, you probably feel like, I don't need no Kenny feature. He need to get a feature from me. Where it's like, people don't want to meet in the middle and understand how you could benefit from both sides.
Did you download Lil Wayne's mixtape that he just put out?
I didn't get a chance to.
He was tweeting about you the other day. Yeah, about the Hot Boy record.
Yeah, man. He was tweeting about the Hot Boy record, which was dope. That was my first acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying, time ever talking to Weezy, just getting any type of respect from that, you know, side of things. So it was dope to really see that, and for it to be a record that's not, you know, it's not like it's a record that's spinning everywhere. So for him to hear it, whoever played it for him, appreciate it, or whoever, you know what I'm saying, who heard it, the DJ, all that good stuff. You know?
Did you reach out to him after that? Like, hey, let's...
Yeah, I did. Tried to actually be a part of the mixtape, but he was like, man, if we would have got that done like 2 days ago, it could have got done. So I think, you know, we're going to try to do something for just whatever his next situation is.
I was working with R. Kelly, because I see R. Kelly's on the album.
R. Kelly, I wasn't actually able to get in a studio, but we've been trying to, like, we've been communicating, trying to work for, like, the last album. We had a record that just didn't
get finished.
You do know
he peed on a little girl, right?
Allegedly.
No, that was
amazing tape, by the way.
He was found not guilty.
That was allegedly.
That's child pornography. If you saw that,
stop it. Y'all want to throw Bill Cosby under the bus, but you saw a tape of R. Kelly, and it's allegedly.
Bill Cosby under the bus. He was found not guilty.
He
said it wasn't him, sir.
But you know he did pee on a little girl, right?
And that's child pornography. If you saw that,
yeah.
I didn't bother you
like that. I was a little boy when that happened, so I don't think I processed it as well. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was pretty funny. You know, the rest of the tape wasn't peeing, but
yeah, the eating part was amazing. I learned how to eat because of R. Kelly in that tape.
He put on for sure.
Did that make you want to try that when you saw R. Kelly doing that for hours?
Not at that time. Like I said, I was a little boy. I was like, what is going on?
You're like, that's gross. That's where the doo-doo comes out.
Right.
What about when he came on the girl, then he peed, then he came again in a matter of 30 seconds? Come pee, come.
Oh, my God.
Man, he was going full speed. Man, he was going full speed.
Did you think about that?
When we didn't get in the studio, but you know, when I sent him the record, I'm thinking like, all right, it's R. Kelly, and he sent me back the record, and I was like, yo, he didn't do the parts that I, you know what I'm saying, really wanted him to do. So I'm like, how do you tell R. Kelly, like, yo, nah,
I need you to go back in.
Not that I don't like what you do, but I just need you to, if you could just add this and then tweak this part and then move this, and then I'm even, you know what I'm saying, moving stuff around and turning stuff up and down. You're like, he's going to be mad at me. He's going to not want to do the record now. But it was all good. He sent the record back. He went back in the studio and redid stuff and, you know, sent it even back crazy.
But if he can't listen to you, then why would you want to work with him? Because you have good ears. I mean, come on.
Right, but I feel like it's something you got to still show and prove, especially if it's like, I've talked to R. Kelly, but I don't know what his favorite song. I don't know if he really rock with my records like that more so than just respect the brand and what I'm doing. So from there, it's like, I got to show and prove and earn these people respect, man, and really do that.
Let's talk about your brand. You feel like your music is bigger than you? Because I feel like the, I feel like you could be marketed a little better as a person.
Right.
You
know? I think that's my fault. I think, you know, my whole plan in the beginning, like I tell people, is because coming from the West Coast, I felt like we were stuck in such a box at the time when I was coming up, to where people wanted specific sound. They wanted everybody to be the next game and all of that, to where I thought it was more important not to really stress about my personal, where I was from, and give people too much besides the music first and let them appreciate that, and then put two and two together when they're like, oh, that's the same guy who does this. I was interested in what he did, and I didn't even know that was his record. And then I think it kind of, it was better, I'm saying, for the growth. I'm not a person who's in a rush to, you know what I'm saying, to succeed over the top.
Yeah. What about other artists? Are you signing other artists?
You said, am I signing other artists? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just signed this cat from Arizona, Vita Ruler. He's a crazy, like, spitter, more of a go-in, like, spitter. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to help just develop his songwriting skills, and I think he's going to be a crazy artist. And then got a bunch of different little producers. You know, I got Ned Cameron, who does a lot of my big records. And then, you know, we working.
Because it seems like a
grow.
Natural progression for you.
Brick Baby Shitro, he's on, like, a Hot Boy record. Mm-hmm.
Let him get to know you a little bit more before you start signing artists, man.
I mean, yeah, I'm not in a rush to, like, but it's the same time I want people to know that it's not just me out there working. I got a team and group of people. Like, these are still people that motivate me in the studio and who inspire me to go harder. So I feel like the same time, you know what I'm saying, they're getting their shine in their moments without me even having to force it. I think it was just like, I remember reading something Kendrick said a long time ago, how it was just like their plan was everybody get their own fan base, this and that, and then come together in the, you know what I'm saying? And it just looks better that way without over-forcing it. You know, the fans come together.
Now, you've been with your girl for a long time. How long you been together?
6 years.
Okay, so does she go through, like, your social media and Instagram and make sure you ain't DMing and tweeting people?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to explain this tweet? You said, I saw you. You said, wildin' out, girls. You said, every time you see one, Tupac, All About You starts playing in your head. I know she asked you about that. I know. What does that
mean? She actually missed that, and then somebody else brought it up. In front of her, and then I had to explain it, but it wasn't that bad. It was she thought it was funny to an extent. She was like, "You really said something about the wildin'?" I was like, "What'd you say?" And then I told her what I said, and she thought it was funny. It was just, you know,
well, what does it mean?
But that's me just trying to, like I said, I'm trying to be a little bit more personal with just my thoughts. And I was watching Wildin' Out, and that was the first thought that came to my head.
Tupac, what's all about
when I'm watching? Because it's a lot of those just girl. I thought it was funny more so on Nick Cannon. Like I was like, "Yo, Nick Cannon really goes out there and finds all like." The popular internet video girls, people that I see always just in different clubs or whatever the fact may be.
So basically, you were just saying they hoes. I see them saying hoes everywhere is what you're saying.
I know a couple of those girls, man. They good people.
I do, too.
Some of them other girls.
I know a couple of them very well.
He was talking one earlier today just before you got in here.
She's not one of them, sir.
I'm sorry.
You get your cook on, too, right?
Oh, man, I'm out of here with the chef work. I'm right now, my favorite specialty dish is my lobster burrito.
I saw you tweet that, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I might sell it. Like, I'm really, I might get a truck just for that one burrito and some fries, and that's it.
How'd you learn how to do that? You was just sitting around bored?
I was a fat boy when I grew up. I was always into cooking, mixing up stuff, and just making fat boy meals. And I think from there, you know, just really paid attention to it, really, you know what I'm saying, stepped my game up. And just, it's like, I could make that at home. I feel like when I go to restaurants, I'd be like, this is great. I'm going to go home
I do the
this
same
too
thing.
Is about to be crazy.
I can tell you a super weed smoker.
When
you thinking stuff
all
like
day.
That, you smoke a lot of marijuana.
And sometimes the food you make at home is way better than anything you could buy anywhere. Fresh. You know exactly what you like.
It's just cleaning up after, though. That's the problem.
Right, yep. That's the problem, and that's why I have maids come twice a week.
How'd you avoid the whole gang lifestyle? How'd you avoid like having to be a blood or crip or whatever?
I think I was somebody who was lucky enough to have a lot of friends who were, I guess, doing that situation for me, who I, you know what I'm saying, was still around all these guys and still in the circles, but they weren't, you know what I'm saying, asking me or forcing me to do none of that. I think they kind of, a lot of people saw the bigger picture because I got into music early.
Right.
So it was like I said, I used to run with Nipsey. Like, I produced his first single. I was in the same circles. I was right there on Slauson. Mm-hmm. I used to, you know what I'm saying, stay in the same neighborhoods, go to the same schools. So, you know, I used to get banged on in front of my house every day, like, go home and, like, bro, my door right there. Like, you gonna really bang on me right here? So it's like I had the opportunities, but then I just saw the outcome, man, and I saw a lot of people just—
Smart.
Right, I had a lot of friends go to jail and die around me early. I got homies that I went to school with that's in for life, and I got homies that didn't make it past 11th grade. So it's like you kind of look at it like, nah, man, that's not really—and I'm lazy. I always tell people, like,
I'm too lazy.
As soon as y'all had a gang meeting, you're going to have a gang meeting, and I'm going to wake up like, today, not today. I'm not going to the meeting today. I see y'all later. I'm about to play GTA all day. I'm not doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, I think I just, I would have gotten in trouble because I'm just not.
Not showing up for those meetings.
Yeah, like, and then as soon as the big homie would have said something crazy, I'd be like, I don't care who you are, bro. Like, and then, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff would've doesn't.
You got shot and stabbed.
Right, just from not being in order, you know what I'm saying? That's why I could never do gangs, frats, like all that in order stuff where military, like, it's, I just can't.
But they respected your talent enough to be like.
Right, and they respected that I was making them beats too. Like, all these people were, you know what I'm saying? LA, I felt like it was a lot of people trying it out, seeing if they could be artists, seeing what worked, man. And, you know, I was making beats for all these guys.
Somebody told me that neutral guys get it the worst sometimes, though.
Kind of, because, I mean, I feel like when some, it just depends. When they know you're not on BS or they know you don't want to be on BS, they, you know what I'm saying, nitpick at you just to look better in front of their homies. But I ain't never been jumped or nothing like that. Ain't nobody ever beat me up. So
you said banged on, though. What's banged on?
Getting banged on is just where you from or why you around here.
I live right here.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff. What you got? You know what I'm saying? People try to pocket check, rob you, all that. I ain't never been robbed either, though. So I don't know about none of that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I'm here. Well,
now album comes out February 3rd.
February 3rd.
Full speed.
Full
Hot
speed.
Hot Boy's a tough tune, though. It seems a little harder, though, than the stuff that you've been delivering the radio. Like,
yeah,
a little
because
more aggressive.
I think I always make that kind of music. I listen to that type of music. I think I'm always, you know what I'm saying, just trying new things. My biggest problem is, like I've been explaining to people, is I know how the game works. I know that I'm going to need a single first.
Right.
So, you know, when I go into the studio for that first 2 weeks, I'm usually focused on, all right, this is the kind of beats I'm going to work on this time, and this is the kind of records I'm going to try to get off. Mm-hmm. Present them to the label, hoping that they're going to pick one out of 10, and they'd be like, let's take 7 of those.
Wow.
I'm just like, nah, I don't know. No, let's try to just get this one on this person, and then they'll come back with, this person said they want to get on this feature. Once again, I'm just like, bro, now how am I supposed to argue with you if you done already threw all the features on the song and stuff like that? So I think, you know, I understand a little bit more how to play that game with this project. And, you know what I'm saying? I was a little bit more like, I'm only sending these. I'm going to tuck these records and then send them these. And then, you know what I'm saying, make it to where it was harder to fill it up with a bunch of singles, just poppy singles, man. I try to work on everything. But I had the mixtape come out. It's a little bit more stronger street stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think that's when I do that, when I give the fans more freestyles. Right now I'm working on the alumni, like, mixtape album compilation project, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, that's going to be a little bit more of a thing where I'm showcasing the artists around me and the people who are, you know what I'm saying, grinding. I think, you know, we do a lot more than just radio records. I just understand that.
That's a good gift to have, to make a radio record. Some artists can't do it the same day.
Like, one for nothing.
Trust me.
Actually, man, but I had to prove it to myself with this last project. I actually sat down and picked a record out and was like, all right, I'm going to just go default. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to just make this kind of record and see if it works. And then it ended up being Hotel featuring Chris Brown. I'm like, I wasn't supposed to be that easy, man. I was trying to see if it didn't work and just make sure it was, you know what I'm saying? But I vibe that way. I don't know.
There you go. Well, it's Kid Ink. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yep.